Whitaker Electrical Repair and Installation. Can I help you?
Yeah, hi, Tom. Tom, it's Paul. I'm calling you back from Local Splash. I called the office number, but nobody answered.
Hi, Paul. She's great. She's Catherine's great. Super happy. Right? Super happy. We got down to the end, and she started asking some stuff like, you know, do you want to add Yelp? And we want to do those things. And I told her, I said, before we could answer those questions, I needed to know where we're at. Like, where
right.
are we at? Paul and I have a number that we talked about. She says it's just $6.99 a month for everything.
Mm-hmm.
And she said $300 a month in Google Ads. It's $400 a month, but
$100
management fees.
Correct.
And she said
$100
a month in Facebook ads, but $25 of it is management fees. And
right.
I said, that's all fine. That's all fine. This isn't about this costing too much. This is about $6.99 being too low. Right.
Yeah.
The number of Paul and I talked about was more like 1,000.
Right.
And so
yeah.
I wanted to get clarification from you that it really we really are only at $6.99 because that's what she's telling me.
At this point it is, yeah. At this point so it is the with you know not including the management fee of course, but $400 is going towards Google Ads. $100 is going towards Facebook ads, and then the remaining $199 for the total of $699. The remaining $199 is for the local search engine optimization. So those are the recurring monthly charges as it stands right now. I know when we spoke before, we were talking something closer to $1,000, $1,100. That, if you remember, was to include $400 worth of local service leads, Google guaranteed leads, because we did talk about that product as well.
Okay.
It's a lead-based service through Google where every lead is exclusive to one contractor, so you're not going to get the same lead that goes out to your competitors. And with that, there is, I think you probably do remember, the $250 application fee, and then it takes about a month or so to get vetted by Google. And then you would start paying the $400 in the local service leads. It's for 13 leads a month. So that's where the $1,000 came in. That was again, of course, with the original $300, not $400 for the Google ads. But yeah,
okay.
I was gonna, kind of let everything get started and then follow up with you, like I said, on the third to see what changes you did want to make. But right now it is what Catherine said. It's $6.99. That's recurring. It is until we make other changes. At this point, it's scheduled to bill on the 16th of April, the 16th moving forward for those numbers at the exact amount of $6.99. So I know that we had talked about, you know, kind of doing a more robust, package. I don't know if you wanted to start adding those things now or.
Yeah, we do. But look
okay.
at this. So with management fees,
right?
With everything included, management fees and all the stuff you just named, we're at $6.99.
Correct. Exactly.
And that's including all the management fees.
That is correct. That is absolutely correct.
Okay.
Yes.
So I have to say the same thing I said when we first met, which that doesn't leave a whole lot of money for your company.
It doesn't, right? And 25% management, I mean, industry standard is 35%, and you know that a lot of companies charge even a lot more than that. But
right.
we've been in business, like I said, since 2004. Our job is to keep our clients happy. And, you know, we do have, as you know, we have a lot of clients. And once our clients have been around with us long enough, it does start to financially make sense for our business too. In the beginning, it doesn't really make a lot of sense for us because we're oftentimes operating out of a deficit with the content that we have to create. But the management fee covers, you know, our efforts to manage those ads effectively and get you the best return on investment. I don't set the fees. They've been set a long time ago.
I'm not arguing the fees. What I wanted to make sure is that we really are at $6.99 total.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
that's the exact amount. That's the breakdown of those numbers.
Ads, we're
correct.
At a basic $6.99 package right now.
Currently. Yeah.
Right,
as
so
everything stands,
right,
that's exactly how it's set.
Okay, great. That's what I need to make sure because I can't add things to it not knowing what the base is.
Right. And yeah. So it's
so
it,
with that being
is,
said,
yeah.
With that being said, if we start adding things to it, will those charges not apply until the first? Because that's kind of what I need, right? That it's all going to start on the first.
Yeah, right. That's kind of why I was going to wait until the third to get everything set up with the additional stuff. And we can definitely still go that route.
Right.
And
that's what needs to happen, right? Because
yeah.
things are really tight. We got a lot of rain up here in North
yeah.
California.
Yeah, that's kind of what we talked about down. Before, right? When we talked, I guess about, a week ago or so, when we set things up, we were kind of wanting to get it started with enough power and force and momentum, but then at the same time trying to keep it as budget friendly for you just because of the current situation.
Well, so my total budget number that I have in mind was like about 12.
Right. Right. Yeah.
To start off.
And you'd be about there. I mean, I did speak with Kelly, who is kind of the manager of the Google Ads, and she thinks that, you know, 400 more puts you at 800 total would be probably spot on for what you would need to run the whole month and get the best bang for your buck. So adding another 4 would put you at 1099. You know, like right now, like I said, the $100 in Facebook ads minus the $25 service fee, you're looking at $75 towards the Facebook ads. But Facebook ads are a lot more affordable than Google ads. They're like, you know, 20, 25 cents per click versus, you know, $5 to $10 or $15 depending on the click or the search phrase on a Google click. So, you know, we can always talk about that. If you want to be at 1099 with the extra $400 in Google ads, that would be right where you'd be at 1099. If you wanted to kind of beef up the Facebook ads, we could do that as well.
Well,
and we can...
I think she was wanting to know about Yelp. And that is something that I wanted to have.
Mm-hmm.
A Yelp.
Yeah, product. Yeah. Catherine did put that in the notes here. So for us, and we've done this in the past, but for what we have found is the best thing that we would do or would want to do at this point is, of course, you'll have a Yelp listing. You'll have what we call it's a community listing. We create that listing for you because Google indexes Yelp the same as they index the other, you know, almost 70 directories that are all equally important. Now, we no longer run Yelp ads because we did find after getting client feedback that they weren't getting calls from Yelp, they weren't getting jobs from Yelp, and that the Yelp ads were not helping them at all. So it's just a product that we don't do anymore because we want our clients' dollars to be effective, you know. So you will have, and it's not going to cost you anything extra. You'll have the Yelp online presence. You'll have a Yelp page that Google will be able to index. Your customers will be able to see it as well, but we don't do Yelp ads anymore. That's just something that didn't work out for our clients. It's kind of an unwieldy process as well. So we did find it to be fairly labor intensive on our end. We did, for a while charge a higher management fee because it was necessary, which then again started cutting into what our clients were actively being able to put towards getting those ads. And it wasn't really getting them more phone calls. I mean, for me, I mean, if I need a new restaurant or if I want to see what everybody else is eating at that restaurant I just heard about, or if my wife needs a nail salon or a hair salon, that's when we use Yelp, right? But when we're looking for someone, and most people are the same, when you're trying to hire a contractor to come out to your home and do work, you're probably not going to go on Yelp. You know, you're going to Google it. You're going to want to see other things.
Okay. So you do or you do not recommend a Yelp presence?
I mean, you will have a Yelp page. I mean, that's part of the directory submissions that we'll create for you. That's part of the $199 package that bills every month for $199. So the local campaign does include Yelp already, but not paid ads on Yelp.
Okay, so Paul, I have just tremendous confidence in the 10 years that you've been working there, which is a huge reason why I jumped.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I appreciate
that. With that being said, knowing that I want a budget of $1,200,
mm-hmm.
and knowing that we're at $700, we're $500 short. Where do you want that $500 to be, my brother?
To be honest with you, $400 more in Google Ads and $100 more in Facebook Ads.
Understood. Okay, I'm going to make that happen. She's going to call back at 1:45. The poor thing needs to have her lunch.
Yeah, she messaged me that she hasn't had her lunch yet. So yeah, and then I'll go ahead and take care of that. You obviously want to wait until after the first.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So yeah, Monday, first day after the first that we work is Monday the 3rd. I'll put it in the notes here. That's what we talked about. So I'll refresh my memory. But I'll know exactly what we're talking about here, what we're doing here, but I'll have it in the notes there. And then, so Catherine will call you in about another half hour or so.
Perfect.
Alrighty.
That's what we're going to do then. You got it. Thank you so much for taking the time to call.
Of course. Always a pleasure, Tom. You take care and we'll talk again soon.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for calling, Paul. Thank you.
Thank you too.
Bye-bye.
Take care, sir. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.